Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Marcel Proust. M-A-R-C-E-L, Marcel Proust. P-R-O-U-S-T. Now he was a French novelist and his dates are from 1871 to 1922. Okay? And in particular he's famous for the novel In Search of Lost Time. Okay? In Search of Lost Time. Keep in mind that this is a 7-volume novel. Okay? It's one volume, nahi hai. It is in 7 volumes. And it is based on Proust's life, which has been told psychologically as well as allegorically. Now, also remember one more thing, that this novel was originally written in French. Even the title was in French. Okay? So, ye jo maine aapko title bataya, In Search of Lost Time, this is the English translated version. But earlier, this is the more recently translated title. Now, it is somewhat strange, but earlier the same title was translated as Remembrance of Things Past. Okay? But the new title is In Search of Lost Time. Now, after that, let me quote a well-known critic who talks about the works of Marcel Proust. Quote, Proust projected his own homosexuality upon his characters, treating this as well as snobism, vanity, and cruelty as a major symbol of original sin. His insights into women and the love of men for women, which he himself experienced for the many female originals of his heroines, remained unimpaired, and he is amongst the greatest novelists in the field of both heterosexual and homosexual love. So, from this description of this critic, it is evident that in the works of Marcel Proust, you'll find heterosexual love as well as homosexual love. Now, keep in mind that the times in which Marcel Proust wrote, in those times, homosexual love was not something that was acceptable or admirable, or something even tolerable. It is only in recent years in the entire world that gay or lesbian or homosexual love has become decriminalized and overall it is gaining acceptability. Okay? But Marcel Proust doesn't hesitate to talk about homosexual love in his works. Now with respect to his novel In Search of Lost Time, this critic says, quote, taking as raw material the author's past life, this novel In Search of Lost Time is ostensibly about the irrecoverability of time lost, about the forfeiture of innocence through experience, okay? About the forfeiture of innocence through experience, the emptiness of love and friendship, the vanity of human endeavor, and the triumph of sin and despair. But Proust says, conclusion is that the life of every day is supremely important, full of moral joy and beauty, which, though they may be lost through faults inherent in human nature, are indestructible and recoverable. Proust's style is one of the most original in all literature and is unique in its union of speed and protraction, precision and iridescence, force and enchantment, and classicism and symbolism. Unquote. So this is how this critic describes the works of Marcel Proust. So from an exam point of view, just remember that he is famous for the novel In Search of Lost Love, which was published in 7 volumes. After that, earlier the English title was Remembrance of Things Past. Later on, and the more recent title is In Search of Lost Love. After that, also remember that in his works, you'll find heterosexual as well as homosexual love. Aur uske baad ek aur cheez aap dhyan rakhna, that another reason why Marcel Proust is important, because he is regarded as a pioneer of literary modernism. Pioneer of literary modernism. His novel broke away from traditional narrative structures and techniques, experimented with stream of consciousness, non-linear storytelling, and a focus on subjective experience. The way later on we have modernist writers like James Joyce and Virginia Woolf. Okay? But keep in mind that Marcel Proust precedes James Joyce and Virginia Woolf in time. Okay? After that, another thing you will find is exploration of memory and time. Now, title mein time hai, In Search of Lost Time, right, this novel. So, time to hoga hi. Another thing is memory. Proust's novel, you know, delves into the complexities of memory and its role in shaping our identity and understanding of the world. Aur ek famous phrase hai, it's called Proustian moments. Okay, Proustian moments. And broadly it means, you know, the involuntary memories that are triggered by sensory experiences. That's what Proustian moments are. So, ye aap ek line note kar lo. They can ask you in the exam, what are Proustian moments? It's the involuntary memories that are triggered by sensory experiences. And his insights into the workings of the memory have later on also influenced fields beyond literature, such as psychology as well as neuroscience. So this is the importance of Marcel Proust and his ideas. ठीक है.